Good morning. It's Tuesday morning. And we got shit to do. You know, you want to be successful. You know, you look at the lives of others and you say to yourself, I can do that. I can be that. You have conversations with people and you tell them the things that you're going to do with your life. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But here we are a year later, 6 months later, 2 months later, and we're in the same situation. Why is that? What is it that's stopping us from excelling? It's called procrastination. So you have to overcome that shit. Procrastination kills dreams. Procrastination kills success. Self-doubt. The fear of actually being successful. You want to know how can you get over this? You want to know what does it take for you to take your life to the next level? You want to know that what do successful people have that you don't have? I'll tell you. They've overcome procrastination. They know in their mind, in order to get shit done, they got to dig deep and they got to do what? They got to get shit done. There is no shortcut. There is no cheat code. It's telling yourself every morning that you on a mission. It's telling yourself every time that you want to be lazy, this is not how I'm going to get shit done. That weight that you want to lose, it's not going to lose itself. You're not going to wake up in the morning and it's gone. No, you got to get in that gym. You got to eat right. When you feel like you can't do one more, you got to do two more. See, the only motivation you need is when you look in the mirror and you see that the life you want, the way you want to look, is not there because no one else is stopping you. You are your only anchor. You are the only thing that's holding you down. Those visions that you have of your life, those are highlights. Those are God-given messages that are given to you. Those are sneak peeks. It's like you having a early viewing of the movie that no one else has seen but you. See, the world needs that. The world needs your vision. The world needs your idea. So you cheating us. See, by you having a sneak peek, that means you know what the ending is already going to be. It's on you to put in that work. That business you want to start is not going to get started by itself. No. You got a blueprint, you got a vision, and you got to work hard. Even after you post to Instagram saying that, oh, my new business venture has started. When no one is looking, when no one is paying attention, you gotta be working. You can't cheat the process. It's an all-day grind. It's a day-in and day-out grind. It's the years when nobody see you, when you think nobody noticing you, is when you get shit done. Yeah. I'm sorry to inform you. There's no other way to it. There's no other way around it. See, when you look at an acorn, right, you know that it has the potential to be a massive tree. But at the moment, you're only looking at an acorn. But you know that after a year, it won't look the same. You know after 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, it won't look the same. You know that going into that 8 year, when you look at that oak tree, you know that now it's deeply rooted. You see the base, you see the strength, you see all the potential that has blossomed. If you look 20 years from now, that same oak tree that you looked at that was an acorn, now you sit in it for the summer for shade. See, that's the same way your life is. That business, that dream, only you see the potential. The people around you may see it, but you know the potential. So there's a difference. So you plant that seed. In order for that seed to grow, it has to go through different stages, different times of the year. It has to go through summer, spring, fall, winter. It has to go through rain, sleet, hail, snow. It has to go through windy days, some hurricanes maybe. But it doesn't stop the growth. That adds on to the characteristics, because every day that that tree stands firm, its roots get thicker. Its roots attach to the soil. The foundation is there. That's how that business has to grow. That's how you have to grow. You have to deeply root yourself in your heart and say, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to overcome this procrastination. Again, procrastination is a success killer. It's a dream killer. Because every day you set back, I'm going to do it tomorrow. The minute you think like that, the minute you lost. Everyday millionaires are born. Every day a millionaire is born. But every day a millionaire isn't made. Because some people enjoy the thought of being wealthy. Some people enjoy the thought of being successful, but they don't enjoy the grind and what it takes to be that. Get out of that mind frame. I'm letting you know that when you tune in to the Wall Street Trapper, we're going to build. You know why you train every day? You train every day for when you get into a fight, you can go the whole 12 rounds. You can give it all you got. This training session. Put your boots on. Lace up. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning. Monday morning, you were lagging because of the fun you had Sunday. First thing you said was, oh, Lord, it's Monday. Now, Tuesday is a carryover. Nah, from now on, we looking at each day as an opportunity to get shit done. No matter what, we're going to give it all we got. We're going to dig deep and we're going to make it happen. And when we leave this earth, we're going to know that we fulfilled our purpose and we gave it everything we had. Tuesday, trauma. It's time to inflict pain in your life. It's time to not always trying to take the easy route. Because when you take the easy route, there is no success. You got to go for what you want and you got to be relentless in the approach. You got to say no matter what it is, no matter what the obstacle, no matter what the hurdle, no matter what the adversity is, I will overcome. You have to adapt. You have to get the lion mentality. See, the lion isn't the biggest animal in a safari. He's not the smartest animal in a safari. The hyena actually has a stronger bite than a lion. The hippo and the rhino are actually bigger and stronger than a lion. But the lion is ferocious. He walks around like this is mine. Attitude, overcoming procrastination. He will not wait till the food comes to him. He's going to go out there and get it. He's going to protect. You have to adapt that mentality. Tuesday trauma. I'm here. Wall Street Trapper. Tell somebody. We getting shit done.